Dave and Dujanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Full transparency, I am not going to sit here on the microphone for this news organization and sugarcoat anything that went down last night that Republican voters experienced in several locations across Utah. Not all locations, but several locations. Precincts were reported to us by voters who were trying to participate in the in-person caucus meetings that were organized by the GOP here in Utah, who were either turned away, couldn't get Wi-Fi, had technical issues, had volunteers sitting there who, quite frankly, you had to feel bad for them because they didn't know what to do or how to do what to do with what when the ballots start getting counted. There were widespread problems. I'm not going to be the voice of the sugarcoat team today.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be that guy either. I was there. I went there last night. It was the first time. And everything you explained and you had problems with or that you've heard, I experienced them on some level, or I knew someone that experienced them. So it was messy. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Hey, look, we're going to have the GOP chair on the line in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to ask him some very specific questions. One thing I want to know is when will the audit happen? Let's have a full audit. We need transparency on behalf of the Republican voters who showed up to their caucus meetings last night and ran into a wall of problems, complaint after complaint. We got them here at Broadcast House at KSL. Things like, this is a disaster. Lines are so long. Wi-Fi is not working. I can't pre-register like I've been told to do by the party. The website isn't working. Volunteers are confused. We don't even know if our votes got counted. It all boiled over when the chair of the party was confronted by a group of voters, his own Republicans.
Well, what's a scam that?
It doesn't work.
It's not working.
Okay, so it's a capacity issue with the
Why do we need a phone to vote?
Well, sure enough, Utah's Morning News, of course, had GOP Chair Robert Axon on the line with them. He'll join us again in the 11 o'clock hour. Here's what part of his response to the complaints among his fellow Republicans.
The vast, vast majority of those, you know, went very well and smoothly. And really, it was the check-in process in a couple of locations got overwhelmed. And like I said, we missed the mark on that. We'll have to have those lessons learned.
I think, and we talked to Robert Axon several times leading up to this, and I think when he was explaining it, it sounded like a good plan to me. But it was messy execution. It's like the coach that has a very, very good game plan, but the players can't deliver on the game plan. And I think there were too many errors, too many mistakes, too many hiccups for us to call this a success.
Countdown to...
Hey, look, we also heard from people who said they had a great experience. Things went smoothly at their location. The volunteers knew exactly what to do. It was a great experience to come together with their neighbors and discuss issues. So I'm not going to discount that there's some value in this. I'm just saying, look, you can have a plan, but if you don't execute it well, that's a huge problem.
One of my favorite moments of the night was when I saw, it was only a couple, but when I saw an 18-year-old out there at caucus night.
You know, I was really excited to be able to, like, vote because it's, like, my only chance to actually, like, let my voice be heard and, like...
So it was fun to see that, experience it. I also took my 18-year-old son. He said, that was kind of messy. I think you're right, buddy.
So it's not just Debbie Downer over here.
It was a little messy.
Launch countdown one.
Well, Donald Trump took Utah. He also had a clean sweep on Super Tuesday across the nation. And Nikki Haley, it's ended her bid for president.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
It was a valiant effort, but Nikki Haley was never really in it. I think we pretended for a long time that she was, but Donald Trump has dominated the this primary. He took Ron DeSantis out when he was supposed to be the heir apparent. He battled heavyweights like Mike Pence, who was the vice president. Newcomers like Vivek Ramaswamy was booted. He just won on every level. And Nikki Haley was the last hurdle that Donald Trump had to clear. And he did it easily.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Dave and Dujanovic. Special coverage of the top national story.
Some pushback, Dave. I think Nikki Haley was in it every step of the way. I think it was the majority of Republican voters, so they just weren't into her. She has been running against the former president since February of last year. Oh, and it sure feels like it. Less than an hour ago, and you heard it here live right here on KSL News Radio, she ended her campaign, and she did so in under 4 minutes. She was succinct in front of a podium in her home state of South Carolina.
In this campaign, I have seen our country's greatness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, America. God bless you.
You can say there are no moral victories, but I think Haley should absolutely take a moral victory lap with this campaign. And this doesn't close the door for her on a future presidential run. She's certainly young enough. John McCain, you'll remember, he ran in 2000. He didn't get the nomination, but he did 8 years later. Hillary Clinton, same thing, lost to Barack Obama, got the nomination 8 years later. So I don't think this door is closed for Haley at all.
During that speech where she announced she's suspending her campaign, it was about 3 minutes and 45 seconds long. Yep. I mean, who's counting?
Who's counting?
She did spend quite a bit of time talking about Donald Trump.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us. I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away. And our conservative cause badly needs more people. This is now his time for choosing.
His time for choosing. And can he win over her voters? I mean, it was 40% here in Utah, maybe 42% of Republicans chose Nikki Haley over Donald Trump. In my precinct, it was 47-31. It was a sound victory. Again, this is just my little neighborhood. But Donald Trump did not immediately get Nikki Haley's endorsement. She didn't say, all right, now it's time to rally the troops and get everyone behind the nominee. She said, you're going to have to earn it.
But speaking of your little neighborhood and your caucus meeting last night, that in-person caucus meeting, there were some serious problems reported here to KSL from Republican voters who tried to participate in their party's process last night. And I'm not going to sugarcoat any of this. We're going to get into the details, the nitty-gritty of the complaints that we got here at Broadcast House that started pouring in shortly after the caucus meeting started. Technical issues with pre-registering for the meetings, Wi-Fi problems at locations, confusion among volunteers on how to tally ballots. You know, I have covered elections in Utah as a journalist since 1990. I have never seen anything like this. We're going to read these complaints to you next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
There are just so many complaints that poured into KSL last night about the in-person caucus meetings in Republican voters' neighborhoods that they went to. They waited in long lines. And that turns out not to even be the worst of the complaints. Let me just tick through some of these complaints I'm holding here, Dave, in my left hand. There's pages and pages of them from people who emailed KSL. The Republican caucus meeting at Kearns High School is having real trouble getting off the ground due to problems with the Utah GOP's website.
I experienced that as well. Debbie, I was there, and I saw people standing in line. There were clear Republicans registered as Republicans, and as they were trying to pre-register, it would come out, you're not eligible, despite the fact they were on the rolls as registered Republicans.
Dave and I taking a very in-depth look for a good chunk of the show today at the chaos that was unfolding at several caucus meeting locations, the in-person meetings that the GOP in Utah called for Republicans to show up and take their presidential preference poll in person. And in some locations, things went smoothly. And in others, it was complete chaos. Another complaint. My brother's at Copper Hills High School. There's a huge wait to check in for caucus, and the system crashed. Another one, absolute chaos at Alta High School for District 42 caucuses. People are unable to register due to the system crashing. Hours-long lines and tempers flaring. Here's one. That isn't even the worst of it, because this is the one that actually concerns me the most. From somebody who said she went to her Republican caucus, it was a total disaster, and that multiple volunteers who were manning the process expressed doubt as to whether most votes would be counted because there was so much confusion.
It was a completely different experience than I've had in the past when I vote. And I vote all the time. The ballot, it's run by the clerk, the county clerk. So this was so loose and so messy, comparatively speaking. And I think that was in part what was so unsettling, is we were literally handed out ballots. We had to fill it in. It was almost like someone had cut it out with scissors, these ballots. It was on just regular paper. It wasn't like high quality. So it felt a little bit like high school and everyone's just kind of voting for their friends. It just was very informal. And I think we're giving a lot of grace to the entire process because it was run by volunteers.
Mm.
You know, if this was run professionally through the county clerk, people would be having heart attacks. But I think a lot of grace is being given because it was run by volunteers. That's a problem.
My non-sugarcoat self says, this is not how elections are run. This isn't how things go. And in the past, it's been the Republican Party that's called out other elections for lack of transparency, confusion, whether votes got counted or not. We'll get into that in more detail in just a moment. There's a confrontation that happened last night at one location between Republican voters who went after their very own GOP chair for what was going on at that location. Confusion and chaos.
We'll want to scan that.
It doesn't work. It's not working.
Okay, so it's a capacity issue with the
Why do we need a phone to vote?
And I experienced that very thing where I pre-registered, smooth sailing for me. I saw other people that hadn't pre-registered that were running into that exact same problem. They were like, why do I have to log into my phone? My name is on your rolls.
Which was a requirement to pre-register. That was my understanding. You had to pre-register in order to participate. Don Kahn with House District 42, you're the chair. So you're at about, 13th East to the Bangerter location there? And were you at Bingham High School last night? Because I didn't live far from there, and I thought about jumping in the car and going over and seeing the chaos firsthand. So walk us through what happened there.
Thanks for having me on today. I enjoy your show. This is Don Kahn. I'm actually House District Chairman of District 45.
Okay.
And it reaches from 13th East all the way out to Bangerter Highway.
Wow.
And I have 31 precinct chairs underneath me, many of whom, in fact, most of whom are senior citizens. And they struggle with technology to begin with. And I thought that I had met with them repeatedly and gave them detailed instructions from start to finish, exactly how to run the caucus. But what we didn't count on, number one, was we have had a massive amount of people show up. I mean, more than we've had in the past. And, they all show up at the same time. we started credentialing people as they came in at 5:30 for our precinct chairs. And we didn't get the caucus started till 7:45, 45 minutes late. And the reason for that is we had massive failures of the Republican server that kept crashing. And people would come up, as you said, everything you said so far is true. We had not eligible come up. We had failures of people who, you know, people that just showed up and wanted to vote that didn't necessarily have a phone. And as somebody said, you shouldn't have to have a phone to vote. And I agree with that 100%. But a lot of people have technology issues, even in this day and age, older people. And the Republican Party, as you know, is chock full of senior citizens. We had our share of young people as well. But I got to tell you that, the volunteers at Bingham High School, the student government volunteers were outstanding.
That's great.
They jumped in despite crowds pressing on them. They did everything they could. They were cheerful, helpful. They did everything they could. And I can't say enough about the kids at Bingham High.
I love that. Helped us. I love that as a silver lining in all of this. But look, I mean, the other issue is that, you know, you can have a plan if you're the GOP, if you're the party. But if it's not being able to be executed, and we don't expect perfection, but this is an election, and we would expect things like, you know, sites not to crash and Wi-Fi not to run out of bandwidth and volunteers get cornered and not know what to do with certain things because things came up.
I agree with you 100%, Debbie. You know, I expect perfection in an election. I expect perfection. I work tireless hours. I'm a volunteer. I had a guy get in my face and threatened to sue me. Last night, I said, hey, we're all Republicans here. I'm a volunteer. I don't do this for a living. I've done a lot of work on this thing to get it to run smoothly. But who dropped the ball was Rob Axton. He dropped the ball with this entire plan was bad. This whole thing should have been handled on paper. Paper ballots is the way to go. You know, it was just kind of Mickey Mouse, the way that you're requiring people not only to register to vote, but then pre-register after you've registered, and then credential after that to get your wristband to go into the caucus. So there are three steps, and it's thoroughly confusing. People didn't know. We had big signs up that said, register here. All they had to do was scan it with their cell phone. Well, what happens when you have somebody that doesn't have a cell phone? You know, that's a bad plan, in my opinion.
That's a very important part right there, Don, as you were describing it. There were three distinct steps. You had to register. Obviously, you had to be registered as a Republican, I think, as of January, early January. And then you had that pre-registration process where you would go online, you would log in, and then you'd get a QR code. You had to show that QR code to the volunteers at your precinct to be able to get a wristband once you checked in.
Yeah, they're running this like they run the Republican county and state conventions, which should not have been that complicated. This needs to be a lot easier for the general public. You go to a convention, people are more savvy. They know what they're doing. They can get credentialed. But the general public just wants to come in and vote.
Yeah,
that's all they want to do. Now, I do disagree that votes were not counted because Everybody that tried to vote, we are still inputting information on absentee ballots that were collected, that we allowed them to vote. People that filling out. Now, the absentee ballots were all counted last night. And I have to actually shred the driver's licenses that were required. I have to take that and put it through my shredder.
Hold on. You kept the driver's licenses? Because my understanding was those were supposed to be given directly back to the voters.
No, they actually, we collected those and they have to be shredded.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Everything, not the driver's license, the photocopy of the driver's license.
Yeah, we understand
no,
that,
it.
Don.
Yeah.
Well, that's another wrinkle.
I'm shredding those. The other thing. The other issue is that we are actually registered a lot of people to vote last night, and we're still inputting their data.
Well because we couldn't. Hopefully future elections, when the Republican Party is involved, go much more smoothly than what happened last night. Don, thank you so much for your transparency. Don Kahn on the line with us. He was in charge of the Bingham High School caucus, in-person caucus meeting last night, spelling out what went wrong there. Let's go in depth next on the issues that we heard about and Dave and our producer, Caitlin Johnston, experienced when it came to tallying the votes at their locations. Next.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Now, the chair of the House District 45, Don Kahn, was just on the line. He was over Bingham High School out there on the west side last night, where there was reports of lots and lots of problems. He did not mince words with the problems that they had out there last night. A lot of precincts experiencing problems with the Republican GOP in-person voting that happened last night. There were Wi-Fi problems. People couldn't pre-register. There were concerns over tallying the votes, too, in other areas of town. Don said he didn't have concerns with that particular issue at his location. But here's what else he told us.
I expect perfection in an election. I expect perfection. I work tireless hours. I'm a volunteer. I had a guy get in my face and threaten to sue me last night. I said, hey, we're all Republicans here. I'm a volunteer. I don't do this for a living. I've done a lot of work on this thing to get it to run smoothly. But who dropped the ball was Rob Axton. He dropped the ball with this entire plan was bad.
And he's calling out the chair of the Republican Party, Robert Axon. We will have him live on the line at 11 o'clock to answer to some of these questions.
And we're talking about tens of thousands of people that showed up to vote. The Republican Party just released some numbers. They've got 80% of precincts reporting. Again, we're still only at 80% right now, the next day. But you've got Trump winning by about 40,000 votes to Nikki Haley's 28,000 votes. But it was a shocking amount of people that were showing up. At Davis High School, where I went, the parking lot was full. Davis High School is one of the largest high schools in the entire state, and that place was packed.
And a shocking number of complaints started to roll into KSL News Radio right after things launched last night. I've covered elections in the state since 1990, 30 years. I have never seen anything this crazy in some locations. And this should not happen. This cannot ever happen again, what happened in some of the areas. We had reports of Wi-Fi problems. People were unable to pre-register. People being turned away who felt like they had every right to vote because they're a registered Republican. Crashing with the website, with the GOP website that happened. And then there's this issue of tallying the votes. And this was, of all the concerns, this is the one that is in the top of the pile for me. Every vote deserves to be tallied appropriately and counted appropriately, no matter what election you're involved in. And this person wrote to KSL, said multiple volunteers at this location expressed doubt as to whether most votes would be counted, citing ongoing confusion among the volunteers of how things should work. What was your experience, Dave? And I also want to mention to our listeners, we have our producer, Caitlin Johnston, who participated last night, and she's going to talk about her experience with wristbands and check marks and plastic bags.
There were a couple of different kinds there were several different ways that we voted last night. Number one, you had the presidential preference poll. And they basically printed out and cut a small piece of paper, and it had three names on it. It had Trump, Haley, and I think it was Binkley.
Ryan Binkley. Out by then, yeah.
But he was still on the ballot.
Okay.
And they said, don't put his name on. He's dropped out. If you do, it will be spoiled. Those were the instructions I was given. Debbie, I'm looking at the latest returns, and it shows that Ryan Binkley has 742 votes.
So they weren't spoiled.
So they weren't spoiled. So that, first of all, let me just say, there was confusion there. Okay? So that's a problem. Was it spoiled, or did they count it? And that's a great question. Number two, that was one element, and that was a very clear fill in the box, and we put it in a Tupperware container.
What?
It was basically just, we are all sitting in a classroom at Davis High School, and the chair and the co-chair, they were gathering up. And when we first checked in, we had a red wristband. And we just, you know, like you'd get at an amusement park. You were just wearing this red paper wristband. And what they would do is when you filled out your ballot and you put it in the Tupperware container, they would mark on your wristband that you had voted. That's how they kept track of it.
With a pen
on your wristband.
Caitlin, did somebody there volunteer at your location? You were at a different location
yes,
than Dave.
Farmington.
Did somebody there, one of the volunteers, mark on your wristband with a pen?
I marked my own.
What?
Because they
say
had
that again.
Forgotten. I marked my own, and well, the girl next to me helped because I was on my right hand and I couldn't do it with my left. But it's because I put my little ballot piece of paper in the plastic bag. I didn't have the Tupperware.
You didn't have a Tupperware?
No.
Was it like a Ziploc
bag? It was not a Ziploc bag. It was like a very, she said it was a very secure locked down bag they were going to close once they got all the votes. But I don't even know if it got closed because they counted them right at the end when at 8 o'clock or whatever is when they ended it. But I was one of the very first ones to put it in because they said, once you've got that filled out, you go walk over here, put it in the bag. And there were probably three to five of us that did that. And then as more people got in, she was like, they were like, oh, we need to make sure we have a check mark on your wristbands so you can't vote again. And so I was just like honor system because I was like, I don't know how I feel about this, but I just did it. But then afterwards, I assumed that they marked everybody after that. I'm like, I'm not sure about this process.
But you had put your ballot in the plastic bag
already.
And you'd walked away.
Yep.
And then they make an announcement that,
to
prove you voted once, you need to mark your wristband and you provide your own pen.
That I did my own pen. I don't know if I think they
handed out pens in my classroom.
I was prepared, so I had a pen. But anybody, it was.
Oh my goodness!
My group was smaller. I think there was probably 30 people in mine. So that maybe it's a little different. But I was looking at the girl I kind of made friends with. I was like,
does
I'm not
it get
sure
any less
this.
Secure than this, you guys?
We had over 70 people in.
Yeah,
mine.
Yours seemed bigger. My little classroom. There were a lot of people at Farmington High School, but the classroom I was in was small. So
The volunteers were doing the best they could.
I have no hard feelings toward them. Yes.
But they are not professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was kind of overwhelming. And this would have been very easy. The presidential preference poll, it's very easy to count up. Wait till I tell you how we did the delegates.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, ranked choice voting. I couldn't believe it. We did ranked choice voting.
Were you worried
the most complicated way of voting?
Were you worried they wouldn't get it straight?
Debbie, because there's 12 different ways you can use ranked choice voting. How you want to tally it up? Oh, the first vote gets the first placement gets 4 points, and the second place gets 3 points, or whoever gets 50% drops off the bottom vote. I mean, ranked choice voting is a mess. There's a million different ways to do it. So I filled it out. I'm like, however you guys want to do it.
Oh.
That is probably not the best reaction.
Well,
and they said, hey, come up and watch us. We'll tally it. It was fully transparent that way. But there were several of us that are like, how are they going to tally that on ranked choice?
Here's what's on the agenda for the rest of our morning. We're going to have the Lieutenant Governor, Deidre Henderson, on the line. Now, her office was not involved in how the GOP did things, how they ran things last night. But we still have a lot of questions because she runs elections for the state, like when it involves like the county clerks. So we've got a lot of questions for her. We're also going to have Robert Axon, who is the chair of the Utah GOP, on the line to start answering questions that we have. And one question I certainly have for him in the 11 o'clock hour is, when is the audit? You got to have an audit, right? You got to have an audit because every single Republican voter who showed up last night to a precinct that they didn't feel like their vote was counted. There was mass confusion. They couldn't get registered to vote and be involved in this process, who got turned away, deserves an answer. They deserve an answer, and they deserve for this to never, ever, ever happen again, ever. So that's one of the questions that we're going to be asking him, and we're going to be taking your live phone calls in the 10 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. We're getting lots of texts at 57500, plenty of complaints. We're also going to be taking your live phone calls. Straight ahead, here's another text that I got last night from a precinct captain. I guess that's what they're called, precinct captains. Let me read it to you. This has been a total disaster. It's a total disaster. He's calling next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
So many problems reported to KSL about what happened at the GOP caucus night, in-person caucuses last night, that we've already gone over a huge list of complaints from voters. We're going to hear more in the 10 o'clock hour when we take your live phone calls about what your experience was. 801-575-TALK, so get ready to call in now. But the chair of the GOP party for Utah was on the line with Utah's Morning News this morning. He's going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour because we have a lot of questions for him. But here's what he told Tim Hughes this morning when he called about the problems.
You know, went very well and smoothly. And really, it was the check-in process in a couple of locations got overwhelmed. And like I said, we missed the mark on that. We'll have to have those lessons learned. But by and large, we were blessed with the turnout of a lot of Utahns that cared, and that's what created the challenges. I'll take that any day.
Again, the process was clunky. You had to register as a Republican back in January. So if you missed that deadline, tough. Once you registered, say you were a Republican, you registered everything fine, then you had to go through a pre-registration process where you went on to the website. I did it earlier in the day, so I had no problems.
You had to have a cell phone to use it.
You had to have a cell phone, or you could have done it through your computer. You could have gone to the website. That's how I did it. But that was easy. But I noticed several people, when they went and they were trying to use their phone, it was coming up not eligible, that they were not eligible, despite the fact that they were registered Republicans, they had their ID, but they didn't have the QR code from the pre-registration, so that was problematic because you had to check in on top of that.
Taylor Morgan, host of KSL at Night, you were also chair over one of the precincts. I don't know what you're called, a captain. Give us the truth, Taylor. Give us the truth.
Yeah. Well, first, Dave and Debbie, great to be with you. I think first and foremost, I think we need to address this claim that the technical difficulties experienced statewide last night at caucus meetings was due to high turnout, and that is simply not true. As of today, as of right now, there are just about 75,000 Republicans have reported having attended caucus out of 870,000 active registered Republicans. Right now, the Republican Party is reporting less than 10% turnout, actually about 8% turnout of Republicans at caucus meeting last night. The turnout was abysmal. This was a very, very low turnout number. By comparison, in 2020, when there was a state-administered primary election for the Republican presidential primary, 345,000 Republicans voted in that election.
So there's
in 2020.
No comparison at all. What happened last night to what happened in 2020 in terms of turnout? Last night, you're saying, yeah, Right now it's probably going to be about 8, maybe 10%.
Yeah.
So that's not high turnout.
Caucus, even for a caucus, Debbie, that is very, very low, very poor turnout. And so to blame the difficulties in checking in and in the process on unexpectedly high turnout, that's simply not true.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, that starts to sound like spin then to me.
Yeah, absolutely spin. So at our caucus in Draper, held at Corner Canyon High School, our precinct went well. We had myself, other experienced precinct officers were there. We were there very early to get checked in. We had all pre-registered. We knew the drill. We had about 30 total voters attend our precinct. We had half of those who attended our caucus had tried to check in and get registered. And because the website had crashed, they were told they were not eligible to participate, to cast the ballot. Even though these were longtime registered Republicans, they were told by the front desk that they were not eligible. So we had to have someone from our precinct at the front desk looking out for our neighbors, people we knew from our neighborhood. We were then able to confirm using the state voter registration database that they were registered.
I think we lost Taylor.
Taylor Morgan is the host of KSL at night, but he joins us because he was a co-chair in one of these precincts, and he experienced this firsthand. And we talked to the chair over Bingham High School earlier in the show, Debbie, and this is a consistent problem that we were hearing is the website, the state website, that where you were supposed to pre-register before you went in, you would receive a QR code. You'd take that QR code to, you know, the volunteers. You'd show them the QR code. They would verify your name. You'd show them that your driver's license. They would double check on a printed out piece of paper. And there were people, there were clearly Republicans that had registered that was coming up that they were not eligible.
Taylor, we've got like 30 seconds exactly. What needs to happen? I think there needs to be a full audit of what happened last night to make sure it never happens again. What's your take?
Yeah, I agree, Debbie. We need to get to the bottom of this. Frankly, the party has no business running elections. They need to get out of the business of trying to run elections and instead focus on recruiting and supporting candidates.
Taylor, thank you for joining us. Outstanding analysis. Taylor Morgan, host of KSL at Night. Thanks, Taylor.
So now we know from his math that it was about 10% turnout, not considered a high turnout. So we will be putting that on our list of questions to ask the party chair when he calls in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, the thing is, though, even several thousand or tens of thousands of people, if they're hitting the site at the exact same time, that can crash a site.
I got a call for phone calls in the 10 o'clock hour starting at 10:05. We're taking your calls on your caucus experience.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
It is your turn, listeners, to sound off on your experiences at last night's Republican in-person caucuses. We have gone over a list of complaints that we received here at KSL from Republican voters who either had tech problems pre-registering, there wasn't enough Wi-Fi bandwidth, the Utah GOP website appeared to have crashed on them, and lots of confusion, too, when it came to tallying the votes. And we want to take your phone calls now, 801-575-TALK, so you can tell us what your experience was like.
This was my first experience going to caucus night, and I will say this. I like the idea. I liked getting together with my neighbors, many people I didn't even realize were very political, and we had conversations. It was a good environment. That's about where my positive experience ended, because once we got into the nitty-gritty, and I'm looking at it the way we were voting, and you know the volunteers are doing the best they can, but they're not professionals. And there was just a clumsiness and a messiness that was happening. And when it comes to elections, we have solved the equation. Why are we reinventing the wheel? It doesn't make any sense to me. And it was pass out ballots, fill it out, drop it in a Tupperware, and then everybody is like trying to count it afterwards. It was very messy.
Joy, let's take your phone call first. Joy, you're from Eagle Mountain. How was your experience?
Hi, yeah. So, I mean, I could tell that the people who were running it were doing their best. But one of the things that most concerned me was how little the demographics of those who came to the caucus to vote even represented our precinct. Because out of like the 25, 30 people attending, only three of us were women. And those of us who were there kind of looked to be between the ages of 40 to 90. So it just looked like there was not a lot of representation for younger voters. And people who actually live in our precinct are actually mostly young families.
Sure.
So the representation is very different than what actually makes up our neighborhoods. And I think caucuses sometimes drive a certain turnout, and sometimes they can be often us older adults. So I just kind of, I wonder if that's just a side consequence or if there was some intent to kind of drive a certain votership. But that was just my experience, and we had about 30 people.
Joy,
so
thank you.
That's
very interesting because we had 70 show up, and we all squoze into this small little classroom. We only had three kids kids. They were 18 years old. Everyone else was in their 40s or higher.
Rachel, how did things go in Logan last night for you?
It actually went okay as far as at the precinct, but I agree with that caller and the previous caller before that it's selected for a certain demographic to show up at the precinct. And I actually think there was some intention behind that, that the older, more conservative base are the people who are going to show up, and it's not as representative of maybe all of the voters.
Do you feel like that swayed in favor of former President Trump then when it came to Utah Republicans, you know, in the final vote count?
100%, yes.
Thanks for the call. As far as demographics, who shows up, that's on the individual, right? The fact that older people show up more than younger people, that's on the younger people. It's not on the people that are animated and excited.
It's also on the party to get younger people motivated to be participating in elections as well.
Heather, in Springville, what do you think?
Hello. So it was okay. Like, we went to Maple Mountain in Spanish Fork, and we didn't have any problems with technology, but our main concern was when we went to cast our ballot. It was just like a little printed Xerox paper. When we got to the door, they acted like they were like, what do you want to do? Like, they didn't give us a ballot. And I tracked somebody down, and they finally found another person who gave me a ballot. And then they were like, well, just fill it out right here. So I was kind of made to fill it out in front of the worker. So I voted, and I voted for Nikki Haley. And then he said, okay, go hand it to this lady on the front row. So I went and handed it to her, and then she stuffed it in her purse.
wait, stop. She stuffed it in her purse?
Yes. And I just didn't know what to do. I just started laughing.
I used a Tupperware. Caitlin had it
a very secure bag. Was the purse like the place that all the ballots were deposited, or was this just on her and she put it in her own purse?
Yes.
She put it in her own purse.
Her purse.
Yeah. So the plastic bag that Caitlin used and the Tupperware that Dave used, the purse was actually her personal purse.
You got a lady's purse. Okay.
I don't know whose purse it was. It was just a purse. And it might have been because I came in a little bit late and they were kind of starting their meeting, and maybe they had already gathered up all that.
Do you know if your vote was counted?
No.
Yeah, it was in the lady's purse, Deb. Didn't you hear her? She put it in the purse.
Probably in the crack where all the crumbs are. She'll probably find it like next week.
Hey, Cheerios.
There's so many. I don't know whether to laugh or just to be disgusted by how this thing was run.
I mean, it's sad, but it's also funny.
Heather, so sorry about that.
I'm crying laughing. Yeah. Crying laughing.
Well, thanks for your phone call. Rachel in Orem, hi. How'd it go last night for you?
It went really well in our precinct, good, although there were technological hang-ups. But as the other callers just mentioned, and some of them have said, the Republican Party has done this intentionally to keep control and power of how they run the show in Utah. And it just needs to absolutely end. To hear Tater Morgan say that there were 800,000 Republicans registered as Republicans and only, 75,000? That is pathetic and shame on the Republican Party, because that has just literally kept those people from voting. I had all kinds of friends, young friends, that were busy that couldn't go, and then they looked at voting the absentee method, and they made that so difficult to do that they just, I'm not going to do it. And people talk about apathy. Well, look at what they've done to create the apathy with how it's gone. And then laughing about how how voting by paper. I have served as a delegate several times, and you go to the conventions, and I about want to go crazy, because that's what people want to do. They want to vote by paper. They don't want to use the electronic because they're suspicious. And I'm thinking, for heaven's sakes, we're in a day and age now where we have the technology and the ability to reach out to people. We can count those votes and know that they're very secure. And you see it right here in Utah County with our county recorder that's trying to, on his own, get rid of vote by mail. And Nikki Haley would have won. She would have won. I was appalled to hear that previous caller say that it was stuck in a purse. And that you just, you know, Nikki Haley would have won had people been able to vote by mail. It was just, the caucus system, I'm 100% with Hayter Morgan. It's just not okay. And Dave, with your commenting that being able to get with your neighbors and visit, that is nice. However, we are in a day and age also where getting with some of my neighbors, I was leery about what I said and questions I asked, because I knew right off when one of the candidates for precinct to run for a precinct chair stood up and told us that everybody, that he thought everyone on January 6th should be pardoned. I'm about ready to run screaming, but it's tragic that this happened this way, because it would have sent such a huge message nationally had Nikki Haley won Utah.
And she performed well, but with the ballots that we've seen, she lost pretty significantly. It looks to be about 58-42. So, yeah, I agree. It would have been huge, but it wasn't that close, at least as we're seeing the tallies come out.
So lots of incredible insight of what went on for Republican voters in different areas of our state. We've got more to come, and we want to put you on standby again. After we have a conversation just the next few minutes with the lieutenant governor and getting to the bottom, at least some of these questions, she may be getting some at her office too, because ultimately she's in charge of elections, but she wasn't in charge of this one. Okay. This was a Republican Party run election. And maybe that explains a lot about what went so wrong last night for so many. But we're going to take your phone calls at 10:35 as well. So if you're on the line and you were holding to talk to us about it, we do want to hear from you. But we're going to get the lieutenant governor on the line next.